Hello, everyone, and welcome to the special announcement. Special announcement.
Special announcement episode.
Where's my phone? Because I made a list. This is
okay. Oh, you have a list. We have to go through. Well,
no, just like no, because we need to be honest with our listeners.
Yeah,
our 36.
True. A list for the listeners.
Our 35 or so listeners.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, 35. Hey.
Like, I mean, we started out this podcast several months ago reading rando comic books from way ago.
I was a little nervous about...
like some really off-the-wall randos.
Starting with, you know, kind of...
It's like, was Grab Bag Month really the best, like, boost for art?
I know. You know, you take a risk and you just do it. This is our second time recording this episode. I'm not sure if you noticed, but the episode before this one was a little...
challenged?
Yes. And through the power of artificial intelligence...
Stop. Wait.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Through the power of artificial...
Which is a shame, because like, we had a couple of episodes that were great.
Yeah. And now...
And you can't hear that because...
And this is...
I mean, you can hear parts of it, but you don't hear the greatness.
Right. You can't hear the original of this episode.
Right.
You got to hear this new version.
Yeah.
Like where we forgot what we said.
Yeah.
Definitely forgot the jokes.
There were a lot of good jokes in some of those.
Maybe.
Especially if you really can't hear stuff.
Our reviews say
otherwise.
That's where
the jokes are awesome.
Our reviews say otherwise. We're not funny. So anyway, the microphone was... Well, it wasn't the microphone. It was your... We used your computer.
Yeah, we think it was my laptop.
Because we started recording at your house.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, why not?
A fewer dogs at my house at the moment.
Fewer dogs. My older dog is not doing well.
Oh,
I'm not sure what's happening.
Bummer.
But we're just gonna let it happen. She doesn't seem to be in pain.
That's good.
I don't know our audience's stance on euthanasia, but... You know, we're gonna let her
put it up for a vote.
We've been very extra kind, and we'll just see where that goes. But
little scraps of meat here and there.
Oh yeah, she's getting the best of life care at the end there. So, but anyway, we'll probably go back to my place at some point. This is a special announcement. This is our last episode on Spreaker, which is owned by iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are listening to the show on iHeartRadio, this might be the last episode you get to hear.
Mm-hmm.
If you are listening...
This might be the last you hear of iHeartRadio.
Why is that?
Well, just because like I had thought it had gone away entirely. It was unavoidable. Just,
no, there was a point where it was just like...
It was like every single... iHeartRadio. Yeah, everywhere. It's everywhere. All over the place, and I can't get around it. And it felt like they were taking over the world. And then like radio silence... Which is interesting, you know, iHeartRadio silence.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not that... the reason that we are leaving is due to the fact that we're limited to 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
When we record...
We've had to play some wizardry with some of these episodes.
We had to merge...
Very complex.
We had to merge files together.
Yeah.
And we had to make sure we stopped it before, like after a complete
I have a
thought.
Suspicion that Spreaker was like, no, you're just supposed to buy a subscription.
And
dummies.
We used to, you know, we used to have a, it was a station account, which was $120 a month.
Oh, a month?
I got it for free for 10 years. 10 years.
They gave you a 10-year, demo
That's how
period?
Big I am. That's how important I am. So, basically, they were, you know, they were brand new. This is before iHeartRadio bought them.
Yeah, this is like back in the days of the, they were still making the iPod Mini.
Yeah.
And the iPod Shuffle.
Yeah, my show was played on Zune, if that helps.
Wow.
My original show.
I had a Zune. I'm one of those guys. I'm one of the few. I had a Zune 120. Loved it.
Great device. I had the, what was it, like a subscription? It was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it was good.
But yeah, it was like before
the
Apple standard thing.
Yeah.
It was like right when Spotify was starting up.
Which is where we're going.
We're going to Spotify.
Yeah, we're going to like
so Spotify.
Joe Rogan.
Spotify
Joe Rogan.
Has made it.
Us and Joe Rogan. Why aren't you on Spotify, folks? But anyway, so if you want to continue listening to us talk about comic books, we will be on Spotify. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, which I believe I called iTunes in the last time we recorded.
Oh, so it's probably good we're doing this.
Yeah. So I can just told you I made a fool of myself as opposed to...
Yeah. Applecasts.
Was it podcasts or apples? I like apples.
It was a podcast with the apples.
Oranges, apples.
I don't know why they've got fruit on computers.
So if you are on... I don't see. I almost did it. If you're on Apple Podcasts listening, you're fine. You're fine. Nothing will change.
It's like it was drilled into us because you and I worked at a large scale electronics retailer where it was like all over, constantly people buying these iTunes cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was constantly just all over the place, smashed into our skulls that this is what this was.
iTunes.
So
iTunes.
And it's now what? Apple Music? That's what
Apple Music,
it?
Apple Podcasts.
So much more creative.
Yeah. This is a MacBook Air.
Yeah.
You know.
But they still call the things iPads and iPhones. What's the problem here?
I don't know.
Like, they were toying around with the idea of, like, calling this, of calling, not our generation, we're millennials, but the following generation.
I'm too old.
Oh, that's right. You're, because I'm really close to the first year or something like that.
But yeah, anyway, 84.
I think it was 83 or 84. Yeah. I was 84. But anyway, there was a period of time there where they were talking about calling... what is it? The Generation Z now that they're calling. They were going to call them iGen, which I actually thought was a really good name. But the problem is, like, the I thing kind of disappeared because it kind of has that, like, Winamp era feel of, like, it's just like it's pre iPhone, so to speak, almost. And now the iPhone is the only thing carrying the iPhone, iPad. That's it. Nothing else. Like, they're not calling it. They're dropping the I off of so many things now. But anyway.
Right, they try. I mean, there was a point where Apple phone, like it was the Apple symbol and then the word phone.
Oh, that's what they were calling it for a bit?
Well,
it was like the phone by Apple or whatever.
Yeah, it didn't really take off because everybody, like it's branded so hard where it's just like.
Yeah. Well, they had established so much market with the iPod at the time. Yeah. It was like, there was a good 4 or 5, 6 years where the iPod was just dominating everything.
And they're all still called podcasts, by the way, as far as I know.
So, yeah. Well, some people call them pods, and I don't like those people just because
pods.
Of that.
Welcome to the pod!
I had him on the pod.
Yeah, that's right.
Like,
tell me about
that. Like, that sounds pretty creepy, dude.
I had my
hand. You might need to be arrested.
Come over and get on the pod with me.
Hey, you wanna come to my house and be on the pod? Okay, we got to stop now. Like we're playing with the rating here.
Oh, I didn't. That was the first bullet point.
Okay, bullet point number one. We got a few to move through. So.
Oh, okay. I list. I did say sorry to our 5 subscribers on iHeartRadio. Also, another big. My hair's getting wet.
But you are welcome to download a different app and.
Well, you don't have to. You can just write us off.
That's true. Yeah.
Also, this is our last episode on YouTube.
Yes, and we did discuss this the last time.
We did.
I didn't know we were on YouTube.
Well, it's like this direct port, so it's like a static image and then the podcast.
And it just does it automatically.
Right. Well, I gotta tell it to do it. But as far as, there's no work for me involved. It's just a button. And with YouTube, that's why the opening song to the podcast is so lame.
Because YouTube is aggressively ridiculous about music.
Well, no, there's tons of royalty-free, copyright-free, public domain music, but it is usually tied to a video ID on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So when you use it, they get notified, and like, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's just like, I'm just going
to... Yep, but like, I feel like we've discussed this on the podcast before. There's an awful lot of people who play like copyright games with YouTube where like they'll go find something that is not copyrighted and then make a cover of it, copyright their cover, and then go back to everyone else and copyright strike everyone else and try to take their money. Like there are new forms of piracy that YouTube is... has like established, and they're not doing anything about that. But for anyone who's just like, no, I just would like to like put some music on here that is royalty free, it's public domain, I'm given the full rights to do anything with it, that can still get screwed up.
Right. Oh, no, it's really shocking to me when
And YouTube is just like, if they get a report, they don't even check to see if any of the report is valid at all.
Yeah.
And then it's on you, the creator, to be like, no, hold on.
Yeah,
permission. I'm literally the guy who wrote it,
I've had
this
to
is me playing guitar.
I had to upload documents from the Library of Congress for them to not strike me.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And then the next time you put out an episode, you have to do it again.
Yep. Every single time. Because it automatically, you know, does the whole thing. So, very stressful. So,
sorry, but no more YouTube.
No more YouTube. This is the last one that'll be up. You know, I originally was doing it to try to... I didn't get any followers. I didn't get any views. Okay. You know, there's... I mean, they're also chopped up into 10-minute videos.
So, it's more like you waste bin.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
I'll eventually empty it, you know, and I'll make something.
It's a Carbonite backup storage.
Because there's things I want to do besides this. You know, I know you have your project with the book that we talked about last time. Mm-hmm. Off the air. But there's just, like, things that I could probably try on YouTube. But we talked about it in the first recording that... If you're not already established, I don't even know if there's a point to get in the game.
Yeah, and they're making it
you
like
pay for some something or other, or
right? But
else,
like also
get some bots
with YouTube TV. Like they are actively going after making themselves a conventional streaming
channel.
Service.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like they're suppressing newer voices and just going with established voices. So it's like, oh, okay, the thing that made you guys interesting and unique is not the thing that you will do in the future. So why even be around?
Yeah.
And YouTube is actively getting worse. They're actively fighting wars with ad blockers and stuff like that. And the problem is, a lot of the content on YouTube, it's good enough to watch if you don't have to watch a ton of ads. If you've got the ads that the content creator bakes into their video, and you've got all of YouTube's ads, a lot of this stuff is not worth it. It's simply not. Anyway, so no more YouTube.
No more YouTube. Because of that, there'll be new opening music in the next month, which is Grab Bag Month.
Grab Bag Month.
but I'm going to try to pull things that are a little bit better. I feel like I have been a little, you know, I've been pulling from the bottom of the barrel. And now I'm going to pull from, you know, some of the better stuff. I also put together a chart of, like, you know, the different... comic book companies, and we'll talk about that in our first episode of the new season, just because I need to make sure it's even. And I feel like I felt bad because I kind of gave you some bad Marvel, and I feel like it's hurt their score. But I mean, I don't own a lot of good Marvel, so I had to work out the library thing.
Have they made a lot of good Marvel?
Also, new microphones. We'll have new microphones starting in the new month, which will be... We'll see if they work.
Yeah.
I think it's important to note in the special announcement episode that we tried to record this episode on them.
One half of the microphones worked.
One of the two worked, and they were literally one day old in my house. You know what I mean? So I have a new set right here.
Yeah.
Brand new. I got a different color this time, so I knew it was from a different...
We're gonna break those out.
A different category.
Get into the new month.
All right. What else? What else is on here? If you notice... We might sound different. This is the first episode where we put AI to fix any kind of audio hiccups.
Yeah.
Did you see... we're coming down to the clock, so we're going to have to flawlessly pause and start recording again. But did you play with a lot of those tools, the AI?
No, I actually never put anything in any of them. The sausage being made version is that we were trying to fix these episodes with... Just bad tech. The ones that you may or may not have listened to. Super choppy
stuff. Yeah,
those
episodes, they're both on the iHeartRadio feed, but they're not both on the Spotify
feed. They're not on the Spotify
feed. Because it's embarrassing.
Feed. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if it gets to a point where I can replace the file and it sounds better, that's great.
Yeah.
But there's some wild apps. Like, there was this one where it deletes all of the uhs and ums.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Did you get to that? Did you play with that one?
No, I've heard of those, but I mean...
Trust me, my wife will tell you, if you get rid of all of my uhs and ums, it's a four-minute podcast. Because that's my thing. I try to keep it natural.
What the listeners need to keep in mind is that you're also speaking in Morse code with uhs and ums. Ums are the dashes, uhs are the dots.
There's something in there.
So you just don't realize what you're missing.
And if you don't know about it...
Hidden tracks.
But if you know, you know. So
that's right.
It's a little secret.
Yep.
And it's also, those of you with a keen ear might have noticed, this is a new section of the recording.
We're not going to be using that particular AI, but we might be using like some just like voice and like audio cleaning things.
It's
just
audio cleaning.
Like denoise, get rid of some of the background noise.
Yeah, maybe, your fridge. We're right next to your fridge.
I wonder if that can like yeah, we're right next to my fridge. I do like warm up the house more. My furnace is kind of loud because just the way the house is set up for the moment, it will be quieter down the road, but it's kind of loud. So usually when we're going to do this, I'm like, okay, I'm going to crank up the heat a little bit.
And then turn it off.
After it's done, I'll crank it down and then we can record. And then by the time we're done, you know, it's no problem.
Nice.
You haven't noticed because, you know, I actually have pretty good insulation because I'm working on the house right now, but just get rid of some of the noise. But I wonder if it'll get rid of the dog nails on the,
it will.
On the thing.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
So I did a test on the, one of our highest listened episode was
from Grab Bag Month.
Yeah, no. From just up general. Until this point.
Oh, okay.
Is the Archie episode?
Are you serious?
What?
There is so much about the world I don't understand.
Yeah, it's got the most listens. So anyway, I took the Betty episode and I ran it through the AI. And did you listen to it? I sent it to you.
No, I was there.
Oh, okay.
I was there for it.
I had it public for like an hour.
Did you?
Okay. And I was like, this is embarrassing.
Oh, you know what? You did send that to me, but I was in the middle of something.
Oh, okay.
And I don't
remember.
No worries.
It's replaced now. You can't listen to it.
you said something like, it doesn't even sound like us.
It doesn't? The people are hearing right now sounds nothing like us.
Wow.
I don't know why, but it makes you very manly. And it makes me very not. And I'm like, my wife.
What is happening? I can see you freaking out about this.
My wife was like, why do you sound like that? I'm like, it's AI. Isn't this great? It doesn't sound like us.
21st century Ryan.
And she's like, you don't sound like you. And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. Now we're like, cool podcast.
Now we sound legit.
You do. And I'm like, hey, yeah. Everybody.
Hey, you guys are listening to the podcast? Welcome to another episode of the Ranger Ryan Show.
And you know what's funny? The AI is probably going to make you sound fine.
Yeah.
With the voice you just did.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about that.
Because it actually knows it's me still.
Yeah, I'm concerned that whenever I do like a Scooby voice or I do the Kermit voice, like we did that one episode, anything, it's going to like correct it more.
Correct it right back.
And then people are like, he does a horrible Scooby. You know,
why are we using this? What? Like, I mean, I'm okay with sounding better than I do, which of course is like, you know, it's hard for an AI to even accomplish that. But like, why would we be using this then if we sound that different?
I don't know.
Okay, the person who's in control of this podcast?
That's true. It makes it sound like fuller.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I could do that. Like, I could mess with the bass
there's balances
and EQ, but to just upload a file and push
compression.
A button is easier.
Yeah, that's true. You are like, this is something that a lot of listeners should know. You are like very like, what is the absolute minimum?
Yeah.
That I need to put into this
minimum effort.
Yeah, like do I need to stand up out of my chair today?
Right. That's what I did when we worked together.
Right, yeah.
But yet, I constantly got Employee of the Month.
I know.
It was weird.
It just shows you how large organizations operate.
And so. I was featured in their magazine. I was on there. But in my head, I'm like, this is nothing. But it's like
one of these days, I should tell you the story about like before you came to work for that store, how I got Employee of the Month, or I'm sorry, Employee of the Quarter.
Okay.
In the district. And the district manager came to the Saturday meeting that they had for us. Saturday was normally a day off for me. I totally forgot about the meeting, slept in, never showed up, on Sunday. And my boss was like, I am so angry at you right now.
Cause they came to present you with an award.
Yeah. The district manager came to present me with like the Employee of the Quarter award. And it was never showed. No call, no showed.
I did 10 Employee of the Months out of the 12.
Wow.
And then I got the big stock option Employee of the Year.
Oh, okay.
For the territory.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, the money was
not bad.
Right. We're in the five digits.
Wow.
But there was a caveat.
Yeah.
You had to stay with the company for, I think it was 8 years, 7 or 8. But I did.
And you got it.
But the day I got it.
So the option matured after 8 years.
Correct. The day I got it, I quit.
Are you serious? Yeah. You stuck it out just long enough to get that? You're out.
No, I might as well have had a timer on my phone. All right, 7 years you say? Let me put this in. Reminder.
That is hilarious. And you just cashed out and...
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
That's how you do
it. What do the taxes look like on something like that? I just had a curiosity. This is not what we're going here for, but I'm just curious.
Capital gains was different back then. Yeah. So there wasn't really... I didn't notice any kind of penalties until I cashed it out.
Okay. And then you just had to pay something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if you're getting five figures and you have to pay something, fair. You know.
I will say it's the total minimum of five figures.
Yeah.
Just to be fair.
Yeah.
To
everybody. So we're not talking like nines and something like
right,
that.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't want people to think that. And this is also a long time ago.
Five figures, but we're also talking about pennies.
And I blew it on like a house or something. Furniture for a house.
Fair. I know that by that time you had a wife and children. So
that's true.
There's that. Yeah. So. Next bullet point.
Yeah. Where were we? This is the good thing about the new format, though, because the time constraints will be out, and we can talk about when we work together. All right, so I put heavy-hitting topics in the grab bag, which I mentioned. I'm going to be more ratings-focused.
Oh.
So
we're actually going to respond to the mechanisms of the market?
If you listen on Spotify, we're going to start doing polls and
interaction. Oh, yeah, you did talk about wanting to do that.
Things like that. And then
you used to take callers on the show.
Yeah, I did back in the day. That was fun. But
we could totally do that.
I don't even know if I have. I lost my following years ago.
Would there be any comic book calling
folks? What do you call about? What do you call about?
I don't know. I guess if we're gonna do a call in, we'd have to do a live version. We have not done a live version.
It's live to tape, so we don't like edit it.
Yeah, there's no like. There's no direction in the show.
Really. No. But maybe there will be. And lastly, I have a new ratings guide.
Oh, okay. So we've changed the rating scheme?
We changed the rating scheme.
Because the last two were always so similar. How much do I enjoy this? And what's the cool factor?
Yeah. Well, I used it way back in the day for Comic Book Reader's Guide, which was a podcast I did after Hero Heads. It was a solo me and nobody, you know, just talking to the audience, really. But, so I kind of kept that. But, you know, we've got a lot of changes. A lot of changes next episode. A lot of just new things. New music.
Trying new things.
New microphones. New guide.
New service.
Yeah, new service. Platform.
Yeah.
And then deleting of other services. and, of course, you know, artificial intelligence making me sound, for some reason, very, very high-pitched in comparison. But that's fine. Don't know why. We'll see. You know, it might be the microphones and how it did it. So maybe with these microphones.
That is possible.
Because we do use different mics, even though they're both the same cardioid microphone type. So maybe I won't sound as bad. but never know. All right.
We'll have to see.
So until next month, which is
just moments away.
You can... listen to the new show. And the opening is it's more my thing. Okay. I don't know if you've listened to the podcast in the past, but I tend to tie in, I don't know why, astronautical things to my opening. Is that a word?
No.
It should be.
It should be. I do like it a lot. I think the word you're going for is astronomical.
No. It's astronaut based.
Yeah.
Astronautical.
Oh, okay. I see.
Astronautical should be a word.
Because astronomical would actually be, in fact, a different thing.
Yeah, that's completely different.
Yeah, yeah.
But astronautical.
Astronautical.
Is using a lot of NASA clips. So.
Public domain.
Public domain. Everything NASA, by the way.
My parents funded it.
And basically.
Grandparents,
actually. It's a fresh start. A fresh start for the show. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. New month. New comics. New mics. New service. Hopefully, more new listeners.
Let's hope.